All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party, the show, season 3 on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Mad Harry La Brea. What's up, you guys? I know I got too many aliases, but I love it, you know what I'm saying? I'm mainly going by Harry La Brea nowadays, so feel free to just call me that as much as possible. But either way, you guys, I am excited. I am excited with everything that's been going on in the realm of gaming right now. Like, it is a perfect day to be a beat-em-up fighting game head. So much juicy stuff coming out and whatnot, just off of the beginning of the summer. Man, I mean, we are getting into it right now, but before I do that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Listen to it all on your podcasting listening pleasure. Also, check out all the Teespring.com. Go on Teespring.com to get your Late for the Party t-shirts. There's 3 versions of the cool Late for the Party merch going on right now. I'm doing some updates and everything else, so yeah, hit up your boy. Also, check out the Twitch and YouTube stream. I'm Twitching and YouTube streaming on some new, on some games that I'm excited about. So, Rise of the Beat-em-ups, you guys. And also, your fighting game head fanatic is about to return and about to get into some gameplays and whatnot. So, oh, hell yeah. I mean, I'm so excited about this. But either way, man. Also check me out on Twitch. Also check me out on TikTok as well. The link will be in the description in my link tree, you guys. I'm at like 14K right now. 14K on TikTok. So spread the love, support your boy, do whatever you gotta do. But man, the fighting game, like fighting games and beat 'em up games, are back in full effect. We are getting some heavy hitters. Not only that, playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Oh my god, I'm loving this game. You know, it brings it back to back in the days of us going to the arcades. Like, I live in LA, so we had Westworld up in Marina Del Rey at the time. We have the Santa Monica. We still have the Santa Monica arcade up in over off the off Santa Monica Pier. We also had LACC. The arcade still existed over there as well. You know, we had Time Out up in Fox Hills Mall. For anybody who knew about that, Electronic America up in the Hawthorne Mall. You know, Del Amo had an arcade. You know, a lot of these places had arcades. And it's like, it just kind of gives that vibe. But back in the day, we used to play those beat-em-ups. And the main beat-em-up at the time, you know, Golden Axe started it all. You know, but when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out, that shit hit like wildfire, bruh. And like, at an impeccable time, too, because, you know, the beat-em-up genre really mainly started with, like, the people who worked on, like, Double Dragon and, like, River City Ransom and, you know, Renegade, and all of those games falls into that pocket. And also, keep in mind, most of those games stemmed from the game like Kung Fu, you know? And that's how we got, like, you know, beat-em-ups and fighting games, and they all come hand in hand. You know, they're all in that same realm. So, playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, oh my god. This is damn near a quick-fire review. I didn't even beat the game. Every time I stop it, I just go right back into it and just play and play, and I have fun. It's fun. That's the thing. And it's like, like, you gotta give props to Dot and Mew because they are swinging at the fences. Like, granted, when they keep things in suspense, when they keep things hidden from you and where you're just sitting there quiet, like, you know, they might drop a dime on, like, on the internet talking about, hey, word around the campfire that we're gonna have a, something's coming up, stay tuned. You know, you might not hear shit from, like, months and months and months and months and months and months. And then they, like, put in some cryptic messages on their YouTube or on their website or on their Twitter account. And next thing you know, they're sitting here dropping little nuggets of gems on you. And, you know, but when it finally gets here, you're sitting here like, Jesus, gotta give props to Tribute Games because they really put in some work when it comes down to it. Like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder Revenge is the same people that worked on Scott Pilgrim versus the World, their video game. And believe me, that shit is just as fun. And, like, I'm just having a whirl with it. And also, like, you know, the turtles, now they all have different attributes to where their skills, everybody has different unique styles and different skills, so you could tell the difference. Because back in the day, you really couldn't, other than, like, the color of their headbands and their techniques with their stuff. Granted, right? So, ultimately, when you really think about it, and it's a trip when I say this, because when you're actually in the paint playing this game, there's never a dull moment. There's always the nostalgia bug. I mean, the music, everything. You know, your classic characters is in the game. I mean, hell, on top of that, you can play as Master Splinter, April O'Neil, freaking Casey Jones. I guess you gotta beat the game in order to play him, but either way, I don't give a fuck. That is actually dope, okay? We ain't never put, look, how are you Master Splinter, the master, the guy who taught the turtles everything they know, and you always getting caught up by the Foot Clan? You should be, like, mollywopping all of them, you know, just to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? So my whole theory behind that is, like, when you're, it's fun, dude, I'm telling you. And you can get into a six-player fight fest. Oh, man, well, like, that is unheard of. Like, we've always had, like, you could play maybe 2, 4, but you ain't heard all 6. You ain't seen nothing like that since the fucking X-Men game in the arcade, okay? All, dude, I'm ready to get down on some Ninja Turtles like that. And I know, like, everything about this game is just perfect. Like, it's perfect in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, they said that there's not going to be any DLC. Honestly, it doesn't need any DLC. There's 20 bosses you got to fight. There's some bosses that you might have to fight in doubles and whatnot. Because I know, like, you might fight Bebop and Rocksteady by themselves. You might have to fight them together. You might have to fight them driving the turtle tenderizer, which is their, like, their truck. You might have to get double T. You might have to fight double villains and everything, like Ground Chuck and freaking Dirtbag. I mean, and then, like, most of those characters you ain't seen since the action figures. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the nostalgia in there is everywhere. And it's cool because, like, not only you see techniques, like, you know, April O'Neil, you get to fight as April O'Neil. She is badass. She's got, like, Street Fighter techniques. She's using Kyrene's little Rekka techniques, freaking Chun-Li's little whirlwind air kick in the air. I mean, she's hardcore. Fucking Splinter's doing slash attacks and fury swiping and everything, and doing his little master techniques and everything. I need to really start playing with him as well, but you know, like, my people I'm starting to gravitate to more or less is between, like, when you're gravitating to, like, Leonardo, he's always been hardcore. He's the balance of everybody. Raphael, I just like the badassery of Raphael. Plus, he has the Shoryuken type of uppercut with his Sai, which is dope as hell. Mikey has always been cool. Donnie, Mikey's the fastest out of all of them. But Donnie's the slowest, but he has the most reach. You know what I'm saying? So far, I've been playing it. But I've been playing it on arcade. And the cool part is, you got story mode and arcade mode. But if you play it on arcade mode, it's just like back in the day how we were kids. You got 3 chances to win the beat the game. You got 3 lives to beat the game. You also get, like, extra lives as well during the game, you know, if you, like, get certain points up and everything. But if you die, you only get 3 chances. And if you die, that's it. Which is cool. It brings it back to the arcade days. I'm not mad at that, where we used to pop quarters left and right while we sitting there playing games. And I haven't really started playing the story mode right now. But it's kind of like how it kind of brings it back in the day to where, like, the overworld of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game on the NES back in the day, to where you're in the turtle van, you drive around, you go in the sewers, you do certain missions and everything. Once you fight most of the characters that are already in the arcade mode, but there's more of an in-depth story, and then also you build up on attributes and new techniques with your characters, I believe. But, I mean, from what I've seen. But either way, that shit is dope as hell, man. I'm sorry. I can't wait. And I know I talked 12 minutes about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And honestly, like I said, this is a quick fire review. And I ain't even beat the game, but so far, I'm loving it. Like, right now, .mu can't go wrong with the what they're doing. I mean, we got Streets of Rage 4, we got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, what else is in the fucking paint right now? You know what I'm saying? I also, like, I mean, I'm just, like, there's just so much shit. And I know there was this one freaking video, like this one clip on YouTube, not YouTube, but on Twitter years ago, where Lizard Cube, who's works with Lizard Cube, the developers who works with .mu, on their designs and their artwork and art style and whatnot, they did an art work. Just with Rock Howard and this one boss, something. I forgot his name, but he was a big dude rocking a big old fur coat. And it was Mark of the Wolves 2. Now, understand this. Like, .mu has, like, look, I play Windjammers 2. I play most of this shit that they're doing. I got Wonder Boy. All of that shit is fun as fuck. I'm sorry. .mu has got to be one of my favorite, hands down, has got to be one of my favorite current developers right now. Hands down. Like, I'm digging in their archives of games that I might have missed. And, like, starting to pick it up. I even want to get Metal Slug Tactics just to see how that is. And keep in mind, they're working with Neo Geo properties. So, I mean, and Windjammers and Metal Slug were on Neo Geo or on SNK, well, basically SNK stuff, especially Metal Slug. So is it possible that we could maybe see an actual fighting game from Dotemu? And if they get the, if they get a chance to work on Mark of the Wolves, oh my God, that would be that would be off the hook. That's only thing that's missing right now from Dotemu's department. They're doing beat 'em ups and everything, and I'm loving it down to the letter. But if they give us a fighting game, I don't care what fighting game. It could be an old IP. Nigga, it could be Eternal Champions for all I know. It could be Eternal Champions. I will get that shit. If it's Mark of the Wolves with Lizard Cube doing the designs, dude, it'd be over. It'd be over. Like, the only thing I could think of, honestly, wholeheartedly, if that goes down, only thing I could think of at that moment would be, that could beat that would probably be like Guilty Gear cross frickin' Blaze Blue. Or SNK versus Capcom versus SNK 3. Or a Capcom All-Star Fighting Game. A proper Capcom All-Star Fighting Game. Or Marvel vs. Capcom 4. An official Marvel vs. Capcom 4. Or something in that magnitude. It would have to be on that high caliber. But either way, I mean, at this point, it's like, gaming is probably the only safe space that I can say that I'm getting comfortable in. Because even in the entertainment field nowadays, just with all the political rhetoric that goes on and everybody wants to put their political views and everything in everything, it's like that. I just can go back to playing video games to where I could just blatantly have fun. I can't even do that in comic books. To where you're like, you just want to read or you just want to watch and you just want to enjoy the things that brought you joy. And playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dude, the soundtrack is off the hook. The game, the fighting, the fun factor is in there. I mean, like, dude, this has got to be one of the sleeper games of this year. It might be. When they dropped the information about the, about this game, everybody was like, wow. And who would have ever thought it would have grew this big to where you're able to play not only the Turtles, but Master Splinter, freaking April, freaking Casey Jones. We get to play Casey Jones, bruh. We ain't played Casey Jones or April O'Neil since the Tournament Fighters on Sega Genesis. It may be some like indie bootleg version of the games, but I ain't had that kind of money. But either way, man, this shit is so freaking cool, man. I'm excited. I hope everybody is too. It's a beat 'em up. I mean, this month alone, like, already I'm playing Final Vendetta as well. Like, dude, we got two beat 'em ups that came in damn near in the same fucking week at the same, literally hours apart from each other. We get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, and we get Final Vendetta. Final Vendetta is fun as fuck too. I'm sitting there playing it last night and I didn't really get too in depth with it, but like when I was playing it, shit was fun as fuck too. It's like a combination of Streets of Rage, Final Fight, is all placed in London. Like, you're playing, look, like, you get three people. You got Miller, you got, I forgot the other dude's name. He's a brother. He's taking center stage, and I forgot what the girl's name is. But right now, I'm playing it, and it's fun. And, like, there's just so much shit coming out. DNF Duel comes out on the 28th. Dude, I am, like, my freaking PlayStation 4, and I ain't even upgrading to 5 yet. Also, Overwatch 2, the beta's coming out. Like, they already talking about, oh, you get to play the first, a first trial mission of one of the packs. I'm like, damn, already? Like, I want to play it because I was on Overwatch, but right now, like, I'm just literally playing fighting games and beat-em-ups. Those were my 1-2 punches. You know what I'm saying? Like, those were my shits. The only one I'm missing right now is a proper, like, boxing game. Like, a game that kind of makes me feel like I was playing Punch-Out. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got nothing like that. But, I mean, either way, only a person can dream. But, I mean, just, it's a great time to be a fighting game head, man. Seriously. Dude, and we gotta talk about Street Fighter 6. Street Fighter 6. There is finally, some freaking hope. We finally might start getting past, like, this whole thing of everybody's afraid, like, they're afraid to go past Street Fighter 2. Like, we can't go past freaking Third Strike. Like, why not? Why can't we go past Third Strike? I mean, if anything, I want to see, we finally get a chance to. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many fucking versions of claiming to be a Street Fighter 4 or Street Fighter 5, like, edition, champion editions, like, we got damn near what? Street Fighter 4, Super Edition, Ultra Edition, like, 3 or 4 different editions. We got, like, 8 different editions of, like, 4 and 5, right? And they're all between Episode 2 and all before Third Strike. So all this shit going down, all this shit happens before Street Fighter 3. And nothing's wrong with Street Fighter 3. Honestly, I hate to be brutally honest with you. I think the best roster to me on any Street Fighter game was Third Strike and Alpha 2. Now, granted, I never played Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max because I didn't have a PSP. But there were so many different versions of Street Fighter Alpha 3, it differed from the arcade game to the consoles. So you never really got a de facto version of the roster. But when you finally play, but that's why I say, like, the best roster in Street Fighter to me was Third Strike and Alpha 2. Even if you want to say Alpha 2 Gold because they added Cammy. But honestly, I say straight up, Alpha 2 and freaking Third Strike had the best roster. And maybe because they look different. Like, they were, like, you know, they look different from everybody else. But Street Fighter 6 looks great as hell, man. I can't wait. I mean, seeing the gameplay, finally giving Ryu the older style look. They gave him the beard. That's cool. He don't look 198 pounds, though. He looks pretty. He looks about, like, 210. He looks about 210, 215. He looks a little top. He looks a little heavier now. And the designs, I know they got leaked and everything, but they look good. They're giving everybody this unique style. I mean, even Guile looks sick. You know what I'm saying? They gave my man Guile a fucking... They gave Guile eyebrows. They gave Guile eyebrows and a goatee. That's actually dope. I'm not mad at that. Now, my whole thing is... everything is taking place in Metro City. But there's no Metro... all the Metro City characters are usually in the background. So my thing is, how this is looking, obviously it's kind of going to be like you customize character, you customize your own character who goes around in the city, because the World Warrior Tournament is taking place in Metro City. And that's why everything is gravitating in Metro City. So, that being said, if it's gravitating there, I think we're going to get DLC for characters for certain, like certain episodic characters. Like, for instance, we might get a Metro City pack to where we might get new characters, like we might see Guy. We might see Guy. We might see Cody. We might see Maki. We might see... We already seen Lucia. We need to see Hagar for real. I think between Dean, freaking Carlos, and Hagar are the only people who've not been in Street Fighter so far. Sorry about that. I had to wet my whistle. Throat's getting all raspy. But, because, I mean, we're seeing Damn in the background. He looks like he's like completed, like he might be in the game to get ready to fight. But that'd be dope as hell to see. But ooh, damn, throat's dry. But we don't see any Metro City people. We don't see any Final Fight characters. And we don't see any Third Strike characters. But I think for that, I think they're just going to keep those people as DLCs. Which makes perfect sense to me. Because honestly, they have the original 8. From Street Fighter 2. They just urbanized them by making them look a lot different. Maybe a little older. Even though honestly I feel like some of the characters, maybe like 4 characters, maybe 4 or 5 characters, like at least 4 to 3 characters out of the original 8 of Street Fighter 2, I would have left out. Like, honestly, I would have felt we could have left out at least 2 people. I would have probably added for like third strike characters. Like, I would have switched, like for me, I would have switched Blanca, E Honda, and Zangief for Dudley, Alex, and Sean. or like even like or like Makoto. But we need a grappler. Like, I would have switched Zangief out for Hagar. I would have done that. If you were not gonna put Alex, Like, if you're not gonna put Alex, then I would have at least put Hagar. Like, I would have switched it up a little bit. Like, maybe get 4 Street Fighter characters, maybe 2 Third Strike, 4 Street Fighter characters, 2 Third Strike, and like 2 Final Fight characters. I would have done that. Like, Ryu, Ken, Guile, Chun-Li, you could have kept them. I would have probably put, like, maybe, I would have put Hagar and maybe, like, Carlos. Like, Hagar and Carlos, that would have been cool. And then maybe, Hagar and Maki. I would have put Hagar and Maki to have one ninja girl over the other. Or, and then I would have put, like, between Dudley or Makoto or Sean or Makoto. But the only problem is, I don't know. I think, like, honestly, fuck it. They obviously have a good reason why they're doing it. And, like, so far, there's 22 characters. With the leaks that they had 22 characters. They have 5 extra characters on the roster between Chun-Li, DJ, Rashid, Juri, and, oh, 6, and Akuma. Now, if they would have done that and kept, now, I don't know if those 6 people are going to be in the actual game, but for them to be in there, they need to be. They don't need to, like, cut them short and be like, no, they're going to be DLC. No, fuck that. They need to be in the game. Because honestly, you're going to just start us off with 16 characters for a Street Fighter game? Come on. Street Fighter, that wouldn't make no sense. And then also, that'd be disappointing because most of the Street Fighter, like, that's, to me, if you're going to start out, like, with 16 characters or less, that's on some, like, Arc System shit. That kind of stuff. But either way, I digress from my point, but either way, I'm looking excited. Will we see freaking Sagat? Will we see a lot of other people? Will we see anybody? But either way, man, I'm excited. Like, look, it's a great time to be a fighting game head. Let's get it. I'm excited. DNF Duel comes out on the 28th. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Let's get this party started. Jump online on PS4. I ain't bumped up to PS5 yet, but Late for the Party is definitely on PS4, and I am definitely going to be doing some Twitch and doing some YouTube streaming. So hit your boy up if you want to get in a couple of battles or join up on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Streets of Rage 4 to do a little party up. A little party battles and all that stuff. I am down. Alright? So, like I said, y'all, this is Late for the Party, the show, season 3, episode 8 or not, 8 or 7, 8 or 9, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But either way, guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast, listen to the podcast on Spotify or any of your podcasting listening pleasure. Man, check out all the cool merch on teespring.com. Man, I am your boy, the Madman Harry LaBrea, signing off, you guys. And as always, also I want to give a shout out to any and everybody supporting the podcast. Like to give a shout out to my boys, Nate, like to give my shout out to Nate, Robert, Darius, all you guys, my girl, everybody. Thanks for the support. My family, you know it. Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all. So either way, I'm your boy, the Madman Harry Labrea, signing off. And as always, you're always on time when you're late for the party. When you're late for the party, you're always on time. Or if you're always on time, you're when you're late for the party. I'm going to say that again. Hold on. When you're late for the party, you're always on time. I'm silly. Love you guys.